It's the 100th anniversary of ophthalmology at Hadassah Medical Organization. Can you imagine a century of eye care innovation? Hadassah's ophthalmologists may save your eyesight 100 years after ridding pre-state Israel of trachoma. Today, we're speaking with Professor Itai Chovers on this episode of Hadassah On Call.
This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine. In each episode, we go behind the headlines with the Hadassah Medical Organization and look at the work changing what's possible, helping you understand the medical breakthroughs impacting our lives. From neurological malfunction to sexual dysfunction, from striving for peace through medicine to operating room robots, this is Hadassah On Call. Here's Melanie Cole.
Hello, my guest today is Professor Itai Chovers. He's a professor of ophthalmology and chairman of the Division of Ophthalmology of the Hadassah Medical Organization in Jerusalem, Israel. Welcome to the show, Professor. Tell us about yourself as you're new to the department. Tell us about your field and how you came to Hadassah Medical Organization.
Hi there. Well, I'm actually at Hadassah from the time that I was born, because I was born at Hadassah about 53 years ago, and I did my medical school at Hadassah, also my residency, and following the residency, I spent 3 years at the Johns Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore. Then I returned to the department at Hadassah, and I became chairman about half a year ago of this department, which has, as you mentioned, very long and important tradition in ophthalmology.
Professor, since you're the new chair, what is your vision, no pun intended, but what do you see as some future goals for the department? What are you hoping to see happen?
So our department is one of the main departments in Israel. We have been leaders in terms of incorporating new techniques to treat patients. And our main and most important goal is to treat and provide service to people with eye diseases, to have this service as advanced, as comprehensive as possible, and also as accessible as possible. So these are my first and most important goals. In addition to that, we also aim, and I do my best, to keep the tradition of having cutting-edge research, both basic, translational, and also clinical research in the field of ophthalmology. These are my tasks, and my plan is to pursue these in the coming years.
Professor, it's the 100th anniversary of the Department of Ophthalmology at Hadassah Medical Organization. Tell us the story, please, of when Henrietta Zold and her mother visited pre-state Israel all the way back in 1909, and they were horrified to see children with flies in their eyes. So tell us about Hadassah's first project to cure trachoma, and is it still widespread?
So, yeah, that's actually a very, I would say, even moving story. Thinking about what happened here more than 100 years ago, when Henrietta Zold visited Israel, and when she got here, she saw people getting blind, and perhaps especially children, from trachoma, which is an eye disease which was very prevalent and still is prevalent in some parts of the Middle East, but not anymore in Israel. When she noticed these people that became blind, as a result of the poor hygiene and poverty that was prevalent here, she decided to go ahead and do something about it. She has managed to indeed be so successful that, as I mentioned before, trachoma does not longer exist in Israel, in many ways thanks to her initiative and vision in sending professionals that were able to cure or to treat these patients at that time. And actually, that's what started Hadassah, the organization, and eventually the medical center.
Wow, Professor, what a fascinating story. And although the dread disease is endemic in many countries in the world, you won't see it in Israel today, yes?
Yeah, that's true. We don't see it anymore. What we see today is just individuals that immigrate or made aliyah to Israel from other countries in the Middle East. So we see the consequences of trachoma, which is a scarring of the corneal tissue, the front part of the eye, but it's not active anymore. And thank God, you know, today we just don't see the scene that Henrietta saw so more than 100 years ago.
Professor, based upon the fact that the hospital is one of the number one trauma centers in Israel, how much of those trauma incidents do you see in the Department of Ophthalmology? Tell us about some of your exciting eye-saving surgeries.
Well, unfortunately, we do see quite a lot of trauma cases and ophthalmic trauma cases, especially in Jerusalem and especially at Hadassah, because we are a main center to treat trauma in general. In many of the patients that encounter trauma have multi-organ involvement, including the eyes, and some have just solitary eye involvement. The reason for such trauma can vary, but we do see many patients that get trauma in association with terror attack, with sharp nails going into their eyes, rock throwing, but also daily activities such as the people that work, you know, blacksmiths and other professions that are exposed to high velocity iron or metal particles moving around them. So, yeah, that's something that we see actually quite a lot here in Jerusalem.
And you even had an exciting surgery recently in December where you helped save a policeman's eyesight. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, that's a case that I remember quite clearly. And it started at the Nablus Gate, what we call in Hebrew Shaar Shechem, in the Old City, when the, I think, two or three terrorists opened fire on a group of policemen. And one of them was hit in his eye with a shrapnel from that attack. And as I mentioned, it was a Friday night, and I remember getting the call at home, actually quite late at night. And when I came to the hospital examining that specific policeman, he had actually quite a severe trauma with foreign bodies that we could not identify initially inside the eye globe. And we were quite concerned that this might be a very bad trauma that might lead to severe or substantial loss of vision. In that case, we were able to operate that policeman during that night. And after several hours, we were able to remove these sharp nails from the eye and to close the opening that the trauma made in his eye wall. Another issue was to understand what these sharp nails are made of, because we know that some specific materials can be toxic to the eye content, and particularly to the retina. And if you know that this is one of these specific toxic metals, particularly iron, you have to make sure that you remove every tiny bit of these from the eye. These specific sharpnels that these policemen have were actually quite strange in their appearance, and we asked for help from the police. The police have a very sophisticated lab that can analyze such materials, and they were able, within a very short time, to analyze these particles and to identify them as made of tin, which is by itself not toxic to the retina. The end of that story of that eye and that policeman was actually quite a happy one, because after a few weeks at home, he completely recovered and went back to service. And I see him now every several months just to follow him, and he's doing perfectly fine.
Isn't that so cool? What a wonderful story, Professor. Looking forward to the next 10 years in the field, what do you feel will be some of the most important areas of research as you're discussing what kinds of materials got in that policeman's eye and you were able to save his eyesight? Where do you see this field going? What's going on that's really exciting?
Well, ophthalmology actually as a profession is very exciting. It's in the front of science and medicine and the development of new devices. Here at Hadassah and at the Department of Ophthalmology, we are very fortunate to have cutting-edge research in the field of stem cells, developing new technique to cure degenerative eye diseases, and in particularly age-related macular degeneration. This is a project that is led by Professor Royal Benin from our department. In addition to that, there are also projects aimed at curing genetic eye diseases by using gene therapy, delivering a normal gene to replace a gene that is mutated or malfunctioning in eyes of patients with retinal degeneration. And a third field that is really advancing, and we are here at Hadassah taking part in this exciting research, is new imaging tools, a new automatic way to analyze imaging devices that can automatically interpret the condition of the retina and can enable us to screen multiple individuals very quickly and thus identify the disease very early. So I think these three fields, stem cells, gene therapy, and the new imaging tools and analysis will be in the front of ophthalmology in the next few years.
Wow, isn't that amazing? 100 years later, and Hadassah Medical Organization's outstanding ophthalmology department is really marking its centennial and known for groundbreaking treatment and care that may save all of our eyesights. Professor, thank you so much. Is there anything you'd like to add about the department, about Hadassah Medical Organization?
Well, I think that the Hadassah Medical Organization in general is a very unique institution. It's, as you probably can assume, it's located in a very, very interesting but also exciting and at some time a tough region of the world. We are serving a very diverse and heterogenic population. Both our staff and our patients come from different backgrounds, and still we manage in this unique setting to be at the front of medicine, at the front of science. So I think Hadassah, in general, the medical organization is very special, and the Department of Ophthalmology is unique and has all these special things that characterize Hadassah, but take it even further because we have a very strong outreach to other developing countries. We train in our department more than 100 ophthalmologists from developing countries, from Africa, South America, and other parts of the world. And I'm very proud to be part of such an institution and to lead such a department.
Thank you so much, Professor, for being on with us today. What great stories you have to tell, and I can absolutely tell that you have a passion for your work and that the ophthalmology department at Hadassah Medical Organization will do great things with you as its chair. This is Hadassah On Call, New Frontiers in Medicine, brought to you by Hadassah, the Women's Zionist Organization of America. The largest Jewish women's organization in America, Hadassah enhances the health of people worldwide through medical education, care, and research innovations at the Hadassah Medical Organization. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit Hadassah.org. And to hear more episodes in this podcast series, please visit Hadassah.org/podcasts. That's Hadassah.org/podcasts. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.